right. Another day in the books. Training camp's going good. Guys flying around still. Just having some fun, getting ready to, you know, fly out to Seattle and compete against those guys. And, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, like I said, the guys have been coming out, flying around. It's good to get, you know, back out here. So we're excited.
Teddy, I think it was Zimmer talked about your completion to Adam Thielen, the 22-yard one, that maybe it wasn't a pass that you would have made even last year. What kind of attributes to that? Maybe you taking more shots like that?
You know, that's definitely something I told Adam also. I said, man, that's probably a pass I wouldn't have thrown, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. But, you know, it's just having confidence and being comfortable, you know, trusting that those guys are going to go out there and make those plays for you. So I threw the ball. Adam did all the work, you know, going up, making the catch across the middle on a big third down. And that's what we expect from those guys.
I think that completion like that 49-yarder to Charles Johnson first score, do you think that boosts everybody's confidence in terms of calling more of those kind of plays?
You know, we're going to call those plays, and when they come up, we just have to take advantage of them and hit them. Or, you know, sometimes you can't be too greedy. You know, sometimes the defense will cover what's down the field, and you have to, you know, check it down to the back, and, you know, that way you're able to call those plays again later in the game. So just being able to go out there and hit it, you know, does, you know, some justice for all of us around here. Because, you know, we worked so hard, you know, just doing the little things right. And on that play, I think the guys executed at a high level.
Were you a little relieved when you finally got one of those long balls in the game situation after all the hype that's been going on in training camp?
I really don't know what hype. And I just go out there and stay within the offense. And, you know, that was a play that we dialed up. And the guys did a great job of executing it.
Teddy's one of those things that when you start hitting those plays early on, it opens things up for later.
You know, we want to hit everything when we're out there. You know, offensively, when we call plays, we expect to, you know, make those plays. And defensively, you know, the guy's carrying the ball, we want to hit him also. So, you know, that's what we expect around here. Guys are doing a great job of just trusting what the coaching staff are telling us and playing fast and executing.
Teddy Zimmer was talking about some of the blitzes that Cincinnati cleared you guys in that first game. Did it all catch you guys by surprise how much they were blitzing in the first preseason game?
No. You know, we were able to practice against those guys for 2 days, and, you know, they did some things. But, you know, the unique thing is that it was only the preseason. You know, there wasn't any game planning going on, no film review of those guys because, you know, we were focusing on ourselves. So I think the biggest takeaway from that was that our guys did a great job of adjusting on the fly, you know, making adjustments on the sideline. It just shows that we have a group of guys here who can, you know, take in information, process it, and then go out there and execute.
In your mind, is it a good thing to see that early in the preseason and even maybe often in the preseason to get it all straightened out?
Definitely. Like I said, whenever you can, you know, give guys information on the fly and they, you know, process it and do exactly what you want them to do after being told what to do, you know, it's a great thing. And our guys are doing a great job of doing that.
Are you any more involved in adjusting protections this year versus previous years?
You know, it's been the same for the past 2 years. So, you know, going on my 3rd year, it's the same. You know, I make calls. If Sully sees something, you know, he'll make a call. At the end of the day, the quarterback has the final say. So,
John, bring that in terms of calling out stuff for you or helping out with that.
You know, John, he's a smart guy. You know, he's obviously been in this league for some time now, so, you know, to have him back out there is just a great attribute to his offense.
At your added comfort level in the offense this year, how much does that have to do with getting most of the receivers coming back? The only new addition really being Treadwell that you're thrown to.
You know, we've added some pieces, and you know, it all starts with, you know, ownership, and then Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer. I think they're doing a great job of getting the right guys here who want to be pros and, you know, understand what Coach Zimmer's message is. So, you know, those guys, you know, they understand that, and they just go out there and play football, and, you know, they have fun doing it. So to have those guys out there making plays, flying around, you know, it's fun. Especially being a quarterback, I get to throw the ball to those guys and watch them make plays for us.
Teddy, what kind of weapon do you expect Laquon Treadwell can be in the red zone?
Who knows? You know, it's only the second week of the preseason. And, you know, the biggest thing we want to do is get better in all phases of the game. So we know that we want to get better in the red zone. We want to be better on third downs. And this week, you know, there are different things that may come up. So you know, we just want to get better overall. You know, hopefully Treywell can contribute to us getting better.
Last couple for Teddy.
Good thing in a way maybe to see Seattle. I know this is just a preseason game. We just kind of put last year the way it ended in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it's great to see those guys. You know, the last team that we faced in the regular season, well, in the playoffs. So you know, it's great to go against those guys. It's a pretty talented team. You know, as everyone knows, they've been, you know, knocking that Super Bowl for the past couple of years, and they've won one, of course. So it's great to go against those guys. You know, pretty talented group, like I said, and, you know, excited.
Teddy, how realistic is the crowd noise you pump in out here to what you might hear in a real stadium?
It's very close to what, you know, what goes on in a real stadium. You know, and that's why we do it, you know, to simulate what it's going to be like when we're playing on the road. So it's good for our guys to execute, you know, with everything that's going on around. You know, you try to block out the crowd noise and just do what you're supposed to do.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.